Han pasado siglos, la verdad va hablando. Nuestra madre tierra al blanco la cuenta ya le está cobrando.
This song, Nuestros Ancestros, or Our Ancestors, tells how Mother Earth has been destroyed and the Indian culture lost in the years since the Spanish conquest. You can buy the tape in Oventique, one of the centers of the Zapatista movement in the highlands of Chiapas. Just a little higher up, you enter coffee country. The hillside's covered with banana trees and leafy chalum, shade trees used for coffee cultivation. Farmer Roque Lopez Hernandez lifts a plastic sheet off the huge pile of compost he'll use to fertilize his trees.
Pues aquí es la composta que hemos platicado. Los materiales hay como cuatro o cinco tipos.
He'll do it all by hand, lugging sacks up steep plots nestled among volcanic peaks. He says all his effort is to satisfy the requirements of Certimex, a Mexican organic trade certifier.
Ahí se dilata tres a cuatro años, limpiando, pues.
We got 3 or 4 years taking care of the trees. That's what takes so much work. By the time we started to harvest a little, we have suffered a lot.
Lopez Hernandez is a member of the Mutfits Cooperative, a group of about 700 coffee growers allied with the Zapatista rebels. They first adopted organic methods because they knew organic coffee brought a better price. But fellow farmer Juan Perez says they've come to see it as a way to connect with their traditions.
Los abuelos, bisabuelos, no usaban químicos, puro natural.
The grandparents, great-grandparents, they never used chemical. It was purely natural, and the corn produced very well. Huge ears, and the people were very strong. They could work from 6 to 6 without tiring. They were very healthy. But later, they began to use chemicals, and that damaged. Now, people feel old in their 40s, but not their ancestors. Some people live to be over 100. That's what my father told me.
Much has changed since those days. In the 70s and 80s, these farmers began replacing their corn and beans with coffee, and now grow little of their own food. When coffee prices drop, as they have these last few years, people literally have nothing to eat, unless they can find markets that pay better.
Café Rebeldía. Muy bonito.
At the co-op city office in San Cristobal de las Casas, a delegation of coffee buyers visits with the farmers. André Siegenthaler from Switzerland shows off a new label his business is using to promote Mutfits coffee. They call it Café Rebeldía. In Spanish, rebeldía means rebelliousness, and día means day.
It's for your daily stand up. I mean, what do you, get up. You get up in the morning?
Yes.
That's for day for your daily get up.
Okay.
It's a play or, I mean... It's a
play on words, sure.
Trade you a card for one of our cards.
Siegenthaler is an activist, not an entrepreneur. He only got involved in importing coffee so he could help the Zapatistas. He's still learning the business, not from conventional sources, but from some of the world's best-known critics of globalization.
It is very interesting for us to learn from the Zapatista movement the way they organize. Also, the whole so-called anti-globalization movement has been inspired by the Zapatista uprising. And one of the examples of this organization is Mutfits, and so you can learn these people, you meet them, and you can ask them things. I mean, that's very important. Then you get an answer, and maybe you like the answer or you don't. So you can get in contact, you have a conversation.
Siegenthaler says the conversation goes both ways. He's had to explain how the European market works and why he can't easily buy more Mutfits coffee. But he has had good success with sales.
One argument is that it is coming from a social movement like the Zapatista movement. We have also another good argument, that is, it's good quality. That's actually, but finally, what makes a difference. Why we can sell it also to some bars and restaurants. You can say, hey, that's good coffee.
Back at the co-op's Highland warehouse, the visiting buyers watch as the growers carefully check each bag of green coffee for imperfections. Mutfiets is rigorous about quality control. Inconsistent quality has been the downfall of other co-ops in the area. In the rundown concrete building that serves as the group's warehouse, board member Manuel Gonzalez says it's their shared commitment as zapatistas that strengthens their resolve.
The society Mutfiets, we are from the resistance. We don't want to be part of the government. We want to go it alone as indigenous people and benefit from the fruits of our labor. We're still not getting a good price for our work, but there is hope now. We are on the way. It is not like before when we weren't organized. Now we have hope to achieve this.
A group of Mutfiets members speaking the Mayan language Tzotzil meets at the co-op grocery store in the township of Bochil. 92-year-old Fernando Diaz Perez, one of the founders of this community, sits on a sack of corn and recalls a time when the highlands were teeming with animals.
Zorro, tacuache, chupamiel, pero grande, así.
He knows some of their names in Spanish and some in Tzotzil. The name Mutfiets is Tzotzil for mountain of birds.
Pero mucho, mucho animales aquel tiempo cuando era yo tengo 15 años, pero muchos animales.
There were many, many animals at the time. When I was like 15 years old, so many. But now they're gone. Why? Because they have cut all the trees and destroyed the forest. So now we want to reforest. We want to plant trees to bring back life.
For Diaz Perez, that's his Zapatista alias, taking care of the land is part of what it means to reclaim the values of the ancestors. He tugs at his white cotton shorts, traditional dress for Tzotzil men. He remembers when government teachers came and changed the way the Tzotzilis thought about their land, their language, and even their clothing.
Pónganle, compran sus pantalones para que todos somos igual, dice.
They said, put on long pants, so we all be equal, we all be Spanish. But it was a lie. They began to take over our language, and all the children, the school children, they started to forget what we speak. Tzotzil, forgetting. They began to speak only Spanish, And later all the children began wearing long pants. But we are indigenous, native, indigenous. They deceived us, the government did. Later we realized we were deceived.
Después lo estamos dando cuenta que sí fue un engaño.
Diaz Perez says now Mutfiets members want their children to speak both Tzotzil and Spanish. The idea isn't to go back to the old way of life, but to carry their traditions into the future.
Wow. Linda, check this out. They're medicinal plants. They've got tinctures and everything.
The visiting coffee buyers stop at a little wooden building housing herbal tinctures, syrups, and salves. A community health promoter tells the visitors that for years people here have relied on government donations of often out-of-date Western medicines. But now they're starting to recover the old herbal remedies, and they're developing new ones. So far, they've learned how to make about 50 different preparations using local plants. Making their own medicine is one part of a larger effort by these Mayan farmers to take control over every aspect of their lives. Since the co-op formed in 1997, they've sold more coffee to the Fair Trade and Solidarity markets each year. But this still makes up only a fraction of their total harvest. The rest goes to local go-betweens who pay much lower prices. Most families still don't earn enough to keep their children in school or to eat more than beans and tortillas. But they say they're taking their own path to the future, and that makes a difference. In Chiapas, Mexico, I'm Tatiana Schreiber.
Aguas, 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 primo.